Okay, today is Daf Lamed Hey. We are on Daf Lamed Hey, brand new Perek, and now the Masechta takes another a turn. Now we're done with Shema and Shmona Esrei and davening and all that. Now we move over on to brachos, real brachos, the sixth Perek. The name of the Masechta is called Masechta Brachos. We don't start talking about brachos till Daf Lamed Hey. Here we go. What? Yeah, right. Ketzad mevarchin ala peiros. What bracha do you make on fruits? Now, Tosva says, the Gemara is not going to ask, like we asked in the first page of the Masechta, well, who made up a thing about brachas? Do you even have to ask a bracha, what bracha do you make on peiros? The Gemara is not going to ask that, because by the way, there was a Mishnah already that said, when you're an Onin, or when you're a Balkeri, do you make brachas? So the Mishnah already alluded to the fact that there's a bracha, such a thing as a bracha. We alluded to that. Now, the Gemara says, Ketzad mevarchin ala peiros, what bracha do you make on peiros? So al peros at Elam, on trees, omer barach pri ha'etz. You say a bore pri ha'etz, right? Va'al, 1 second, chutz min ayayin, not wine. Right. Wine's right. Not a pri, but it comes from fruit.
Right.
And there you make omer barach pri ha'guffin. You make a bar pri ha'guffin. The reason we start with ha'etz, why are you starting with ha'etz of all things? Because first of all, there's no machlokas. On vegetables, it's going to be a machlokas. So we'll start with something that everyone agrees to this. Everyone agrees to make a bar pri ha'etz. Vegetables are going to be a machlokas. That's one reason. And another reason is because it's more specific, so it's better. Hadama is the whole earth. Ha'etz is more specific, it's better. As we're going to learn in the next few days, the more specific you are, the better it is. The better of a bruch it is. Which is why al peros ha'aretz, on peros ha'aretz, which is vegetables, beans, all these kinds of things, ha'omer bar pri adama. You make a bar pri adama, chutz min ha'pas, except for bread, shal ha'pas hu omer hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. On pas you say, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Okay? How do you know if something is of tree or adama? What's the guideline to let you know if it's a hadama? How do you know? There are many trees that aren't tall trees, like an apple tree, nice tall tree. You don't have that. They're very low trees. So is it a hadama? How do you know? So we're going to learn later, the siman is whether or not it recycles. Whether or not, like for example, carrots. Carrots are hadama. Why? Because they come out of the ground. Whatever you pull out of the ground doesn't stay over the winter. Right. Trees stay. The fruits don't bud in the winter, but the tree's still there. So that's how you know the difference. Now, on apple trees, clear. Carrots is clear. There are borderline things. We're not sure.
Berries.
Berries, exactly. We're going to get to berries on later in the week, Tuesday, I think.
So I understand bananas.
Right, so I don't think everyone has to. That's basically the guideline. There might be exceptions, but I think that's the rule.
I heard that the Benichai opposite bananas.
Why, because he doesn't know what bracha to make?
No, he said it was always Ola. Because the tree died and therefore it was
interesting. Interesting. Okay, now, bar my name is Zonos. It's not mentioned in this Mishnah.
Baked.
Right? Bar my name is Zonos is not mentioned. Interesting, why?
It's processed.
Now, what?
It's processed.
It's still a bracha. We're going to mention every bracha. We're not going to mention Mizonos. So, listen to this question. How come when it comes to vegetables, right, we say ha'adama, and when it comes to bread, we say ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz?
We should say bar pri ha'aretz.
Bar pri ha'aretz or ha'motzi lechem min ha'adama. Why different words? Interesting question, no? Shidduk HaVetzel says it's based on psukim. That's why. It's based on psukim. By bread, it says, there's a nusach by bread. We say it in Baruch Hinashi. Lahotzi lechem min ha'aretz, right? And when it comes to peiros, there's a pasuk in Devarim by Bikurim, for lakachta meireshis kol pri ha'adama. You know, that's by fruit. This is vegetables, but okay. At least basing it on psukim, the more I can tell you. Al yirakos on vegetables, who omer bar pri ha'adama, make a habar pri ha'adama. Rabbi Yehuda omer bore mine dishaim, which is like grass, and he's more specific. We'll get to his sheet later in the week. Okay. Menahani Mili. How do you know? How do you know this? How do you know what? How do you know you have to make a bracha before you eat something? How do you know? Right? What? No. I said that we're not going to ask, well, who made up brachas? In other words, it's a svara, you have to make a bracha. We don't clearly have to make a bracha. The question is, who made up that concept of brachas that we started from with ha'etz? First introduce brachas, and then say ha'etz. We're not asking that because we already heard about brachas. Also, as Tosfos says, at the end of the daf, it's going to be a svara. It's a svara, you have to make a bracha. You can't partake from this world without making a bracha. It's a svara. Okay. And so the Gemara assumes that there's no question to Doraisa. To Doraisa, where in the Torah is there an allusion to making a bracha? That's the Gemara's question. It's according to the Tzlach. Here we go. The Tana Rabbanan. It says, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. What is that pasuk talking about? That pasuk is talking about the din of Revai. Rashi, look at Rashi, the last white line. B'netter Revai Ksiv. What's Netter Revai? Netter Revai Ksiv, that we're going to have a machlokas in 5 minutes. The first 3 years is Arla. What do you do in the fourth year? It's a machlokas. Some say you have to bring it to Yerushalayim or redeem it. It's like Maaser Sheni. And some say by all fruits there's no such din, except by grapes. By grapes, there's such a thing as Revai. The fourth year, you can't eat it either, only in Yerushalayim. You can chop all your grapes to Yerushalayim and eat it there, or redeem it and spend the money there. Others say, no, every apple, every orange, everything has to be brought to Yerushalayim like the fourth year. So it's a machlokas. And it says over there, whatever it's referring to, whether it's neter revai, which is every fruit, or kerem revai, only olives, only grapes, either way, it says, it's a machlokas in 5 minutes, it says, kodesh hilulim lashem. It's a kodesh of praise to Hashem. Says Rashi, umashma shnei hilulim. Two praises. Right? Toen la'achilaso. Kishdoch lanu b'shan ha'arviyas. When you eat it in the fourth year, you have to have two praises. What two praises? Shehu mutter b'achila. Right? Two praises are a bracha before and a bracha after. That's the makar for brachas. Right? Malame, you see from here, shete'unin bracha lefneim ulachreim. You need a bracha beforehand, and you need a bracha afterwards. Right?
Isn't that the case with everything you eat?
What?
You have to make a bracha after you eat it. Isn't that the case with everything you eat?
That what?
You have to make a bracha before and after.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
I don't know. We do it.
We do it because people that came before us learned the stuff. Right? And they, in the siddur, there's a list of brachas. It's based on the stuff. So, there you go. Kodesh Hilul, make a bracha before and after. And we're not finished. We're not finished. Okay?
What do you see after?
It's Hilulim. Two praises.
Oh, Hilul.
Double shot. Double love. It's a plural.
Right.
Mikan Amar Rabbi Akiva. Asr la'adam shitom klum, kodem sheyivarech. It's asr to partake of this world without making a bracha. What's Rabbi Akiva adding? Even to Ima.
That's
100% clear cut. Even to Ima. No question about it.
If you are just tasting, a woman's cooking.
That's a different story.
So that's to Ima, no?
Now, the High Kodesh Hilulim Lachyudiyasa, that's what Hilulim comes to teach you? That's what Hilulim comes to teach you? No, that's not simple. Hudasa, Hai Mi Boyle Lacha. Now, we learn from Hilulim a whole different thing. Chad Arachmana Achle Vahadar Achle. First one is to tell you that you can be redeem it and then schlep and then take the money to Yerushalayim. You don't have to schlep the apples and oranges. You don't have to, or the grapes. You don't have to do that. You can redeem it. Achle means make it chulin. Vahadar achle, then you can eat it at home. You don't have to do, right? You got to schlep the money. That's fine. Money's easy to schlep. You put it in your wallet. To schlep all this fruit, it's a big tircha. You don't have to do that. Achle, vahadar achle. The idach and the other hilulim, chad the adavar ta'an shira ta'an chilul, v'she'ena ta'an shira ain't ta'an chilul. You know what require? You know what you have to do. We don't have this one. It's chelak gimel. We don't have it in the mesifta. It's missing.
Oh,
it's a different. Yeah, it's a different pagination. Davar ta'an chilul. I'm sorry. Where am I up to? Hadar v'tan shira tan chilul. Only things that require shira require chilul. V'she'en tan shira ain't tan chilul. And if it doesn't require shira, it doesn't require chilul. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Hilulim, I'm on the third skinny line. Hilulim is lashon chilulim. It's the same word. Rashi says, Chad minayu asa laruye achle v'hadar achle. One of them teaches me this concept of achle. First redeem it, then you can eat it. Hotziyuhu l'chulim. First bring it into chulim. Al yedei pidyon, by redeeming it. Imbaz la'achlo chotziyuhu shalim. If you want to eat it outside Yerushalayim. Hilulim means chilulim. The hay and the ches can switch. So what does it mean? We make a chulim. How do you make a chulim? By redeeming it. Then I have to shut the money to you. I've got to pay a fifth. I shut the money to Yerushalayim, but I can eat it here in where I live here in Haifa. I could do that. V'chad, the other one, l'lam d'chad to teach you, shalom nemru toras revai, the Torah revai is only bekerim, only with grapes. Shenemar kodesh hilulim, it says kodesh hilulim, davar shemahalalin bo, things that we praise Hashem, torin chilul. V'ze yayin, that's yayin. Why is it yayin? We'll see in a minute. How do you know that you only say Shira on wine? What does that mean, you only say Shira on wine? It says Tosfos, right here. Pirish, Ein Omrim Shira al Shum Achilas Mizbeach. The only time you say Shira when you're doing an Avoda, Achilas Mizbeach. Kigon, Zvikas Dam, Nisachamayim, no Shira. Ki im al hayayin, only wine. When they pour the libation on the wine, they would say shira. Aval vaday matzino shira below yayin. Of course, there's shira without wine. Ki going, for example, halal b'shchitas psachim. When you bring up Karban Pesach, we're going to learn in Masechta Psachim, they say halal. That's not when they're doing the avoda. That's when they're coming in and they're waiting and they're busy. When you're actually doing something that's a food item on the mizbeach, only wine. That's what hilulim means. Hilulim comes with halal. Only something that on the Mizbeach has halal, then you say Shira. Then you have to have a halal. Right, only wine. But otherwise not. So the Hilulim, we just got, Hilulim teaches me two things. Number one, only halal on wine. And number two, what's the other one? Oh yeah, you have to redeem it first. No availability for a bracha here at all. This can't be the Makar.
Yeah, the rest of fruit, what do you
mean? We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Shenemar. Like it says, V'tomer lehem agefen hechadalti es tiroshi hamasimech alakim v'anashim. It makes men and God happy. How does wine make God happy? God doesn't drink wine. How does it do that? Im anashim esimech alakim v'mem esimech. How does it make Hashem happy? I say how. Mikad, she'ed omim shira el aliyayin. When you sing shira, when you pour it, that makes Hashem happy. So what do you see? That the word hilulim teaches me two other things. Number one, it's only by wine. And number two, you have to redeem it first. You can redeem it first if you want to.
How about Kiddush?
What about Kiddush?
That's not on food, though. Kiddush isn't on food.
But we're gonna. First of all, it's not true. You can make Kiddush on pass. We're gonna get to all those things later. Hani chalamadatani revai neter revai. Well, all that is good if you hold it's neter revai. All that is good. Right? If you hold neter revai, right? If you hold that, and again, this kerem revai and neter revai. If you hold neter revai, then one of the hilulims goes away. The hilulim at the wine goes away. Because it's by every animal, it's by every fruit. Such a thing as revai. Every fruit has to be brought to Yerushalayim. You don't want to bring it, you can redeem it. That's one hilulim. One hilulim says chilul. You can make chilul, you can redeem it. What about the other one? The other one tells me it's only revai on wine. Because only wine is where it makes Hashem happy. Only wine, you say shira. What if you hold it on apples and oranges too? Hashem doesn't, there's no apple juice, no orange juice, none of that stuff. So we have one hilulim is available to the Shavuot bracha.
The one about revai is available.
No, if you hold netet revai, not kerem revai. It says in the Torah, Kodesh Hilulim Hashem.
Right.
Shana HaRevi is the fourth year. What does it apply to? Does it apply to every fruit or only wine? It's a machlokas. If it applies to every fruit, if it applies to only wine, we don't have a makar for brachas. because both hilulims are taken. But if you hold it's for every fruit, then one hilul is available.
For one bracha.
For one bracha. For one bracha. One's available. Why? One, we learned that you can redeem it. Chilul. What's about the other one? It's available. To teach me what? A bracha. Why is it available? Because I'm not learning anything about wine. Because it's every fruit.
One second. Every fruit is going on with the Mizbeach.
No. No. Every fruit has to be redeemed in the fourth year.
Right.
So that whole thing about the Mizbeach, that goes away. That's to teach me the only wine. Which fruit? Yes. Which fruit? Is there a special hilulim? Only wine. Why only wine? Because that's the only one that you sing halal for in the Mizbeach.
Right.
If you hold it every fruit, because if you hold it netter revite every fruit, you don't every fruit doesn't go on the Mizbeach.
Right, right.
You can't use that source. It's not a source. Because every fruit, apples also, oranges also, grapefruit also, tangerines also. Keep on going. Everything, blueberries also, maybe not berries. I don't know if they're fruits, but everything also, everything. So if everything has to be a din of revive everything. Then what am I learning about special one? Then why it's not special? So therefore, the hilul is available. How do you praise Hashem? Make a bracha. Ha nicha l'man d'tani neta revai. El l'man d'tani ker revai ma'ik l'neimar. So if you hold ker revai, taki have no source for a bracha. There's no source for a bracha. It's taken up this thought of using ker revai of kodesh hilul and Hashem. It's not available for brachas. Deitmar, because this is what we learned. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, Chadamar neter karavai, v'chadamar neter revai. L'man de tani karavai, hanicha, iol of kzei reshava. Now one second. There's another way to learn karam revai. I can learn a kzei reshava. If I learn a kzei reshava, then again, one of the hilulims is available. What's the kzei reshava? Iol of kzei reshava, the tanya. Rabbi Omer, nemar kan, it says over here by revai, the word, laws of the chem tevuaso. V'nemar lahalon, and it says by klayim, v'tevuas hakerem. Klayim means you're not allowed to plant things with grapes. This kind of klayim, right? Ma lahalon kerem afkan kerem. If we're making a gzera shafa, kerem kerem. Just like you can't plant things with grapes, the hilulim only applies to grapes. Revai only applies to grapes. Then I have one hilulim available. I don't need that whole thing about the halel. I'll know anyway that it's only begel with grapes because it's a gzeir shava. Therefore, iyatili chad hilul bracha. I have one hilul left for a bracha.
But according to this logic, you could say then that wine doesn't need a bracha because you already have kerem revai.
What do you mean?
It should be for something else that doesn't have.
Well, the gets a similar question to that. Vilo yal of gzeir shava, and if you don't learn the gzeir shava, in a chanami, bracha manali. How do you know a bracha? Because both hilulims are taken. How do I know brachas?
From that source, you don't have a source.
So you don't have a source from that source. V'i nami yel of gzei reshava. And if you also have a gzei reshava, I only have one bracha. Which bracha is it going to be? Ashkechan l'acharav. I'll say it's the one afterwards. Why afterwards? Because what? L'fanav minayin. How do you know you make a bracha beforehand? Now why are we picking afterwards? Why should he afterwards? Should he before? So, what? Correct. So the Gemara says the exact opposite. Hello, Kasha. That's not a Kasha. The issue is a Kal V'Chomer. It's a Kal V'Chomer. Kishu Saveh Mevarech. When you're full, you make a bracha. Kishu Roiv Lo Kolshkin. So when you're hungry, shouldn't you for sure make a bracha? What kind of thing is that? Why are you making a bracha when you're hungry? Right? Doesn't make any sense. So, the Sfasemis explains, when you're full, you're not lacking anything. Right. And you're thanking Hashem, thank you for giving me the food.
Right.
So when I'm hungry, shouldn't I make a bracha, thank Hashem, you're satisfying a thing that I'm lacking? I'm hungry. Shouldn't you for sure make a bracha? If when you're not lacking anything, you're thanking Hashem, shouldn't you thank Hashem when you are lacking something?
No, you can quibble
with that. That's what the Sfasemis explains.
Yeah, it has to do with the concept of can you make a bracha before you actually would nana for something?
Right.
You
didn't have any enjoyment. You didn't. Your hunger wasn't fulfilled until after you take the first bite.
Correct, but you appreciate it more because you need it more.
But the whole thing doesn't work out because we have the
sabbat of Right. We're gonna get to that also. But you hear what he's saying? But the Gemara made a Kal V'Chomer.
No, before is because you need to make it from Kodesh to Chilul, and after to you do shove a dog, then we call the surveyor.
Then the Gemara says the Kal v'chomer. If you can make a bracha afterwards, then for sure you have to make a bracha. For sure. What's for sure? The answer is, it's not semi sense because you're lacking something. So it's more of a reason, not less of a reason, more of a reason. Okay, we can quibble with that. We're going to reject this anyway. Ashkecha and Kerem. Right? All that is good. We're only going to know from here. You make a bracha on grapes.
Right.
No other thing in the world. Just grapes. If the whole hilulim is available to teach me grapes, so make a bracha on grapes. Sharmin and Menayim. What about other things? Right.
Why is it only grapes?
Because this whole makar is only about grapes.
But it's any kind of food.
Grapes. Only we're taking that. It's only grapes. Kerem revives. Only grapes. So how about everything else? Right? What about everything else? The Yalif Mikar, well, we can learn it out from Kerem. Ma Kerem, Davar Shenena V'ton Bracha. Why should grapes be singled out? So we have one of the Yud Gimel Midos, it's called the Tzara Shave. If the Torah says something in one place, it should apply to every similar situation. Right. So it says you should make a bracha by grapes, we just fetched that out. So you make a bracha by everything. Well, only grapes. Right. Only grapes. Right? Av kol davar shenena, ton bracha. So everything you eat should require a bracha. So Gemara says, no, that's not a good tzara shava. Ikul mifrach. You can have a question on that. Ma'ala kerem, shekin chayav olos. Kerem is a special din. It's chayav and olos. Olos is like leket of grapes. The unripe or half ripe or not fully formed, they fall off. You got to leave those for the poor people. That's why you have to make a bracha on grapes, because there's more halachas applied to grapes. How can that teach you anything about apples? There's no halacha of apples by pair of apples. So Gemara says, wait a minute, what kind of thing is that? Kama tochiach. Everything, all standing grain will teach me not like that. Why would standing grain? Rashi says, da'ashkecha de'itzricha rachmana bracha. You have to make a bracha on grain. Dechsiv, tochal bolechem, v'samach lev yachalta v'savata uveirachta. And if you have to make a bracha afterwards, kavachami make a bracha before, so that shows you make a bracha even when it's not olos. So maybe that should disprove your kasha on the Tana Shavah. So the Gemara says, Malakama, Shekin Chayeves Bechala. But that has challah. It's a special din of giving challah. You don't give challah on apples. You only give challah on bread. So wheat, right? Baked goods. So that's why you make a bracha on that. But it's not a raya to anything else. But even eggs or chicken, who's going to make a bracha on that? Kerem Yochiach. Well, Kerem will disprove that, because Kerem, there is no bracha achrona, right? There is no, doesn't say l'chalta v'savat d'rachta by Kerem. And v'chazar adin. It keep on going in a circle. Lo rizeh k'rizeh, v'lo rizeh k'rizeh. Neither one's on like the other one, but atzav ashav ashefen. The bottom one is, davar shenena v'ton bracha. Af kol davar shenena ton bracha. This is called a tzad ashava, from two sources. Mar says, wait a minute. They go on the Mizbeach. Both of these, mincha and wine, go on the Mizbeach. That's why they require a bracha. What about oranges? What about steak? They don't go on the Mizbeach. No bracha. No bracha. And by the way, the Gemara throws in, Vasinami Zayis to Isbeit Tzad Mizbeach. If you want, I can also agree that you make a bracha on olives, because they also go on the Mizbeach. By oil. So I can throw in olives too, if you want. The Vizarius, Mitzah Mizbeach Hasi, for Behediksiv Bey, Kerem Dixiv, by Kerem it says, Vayivar HaGadish, Vayivar Migadish Ad Kama, that they burnt by Gidon. From the Gadish to the Kama, Ad Kerem Zayas. So it says straight out, Kerem Zayas. What's Kerem Zayas? It means an olive orchard. But it's called Lashon of Kerem. So Gemara says, well, Amar of Papa, Kerem Zayas Ikri, Kerem Stam Alo Ikri. It doesn't say Kerem Stam. Okay, fine. So we call Mokum Kasha. You want to throw in Zayis into the mix? Good. You don't want Malat Harashav Shaben Shekinish Mitzad Mizbeach. They go on the Mizbeach, right? So back to our Kasha. Ella, the answer is whole new Makar. We can't learn it out from grapes at all. Yalif La Mishivas Haminim. We're learning out from the seven Minim. Seven Minim says, if make a Rachalta Vesavat Uverachta. But there's the pasuk after the Shevet Haminim. Mal Shevet Haminim, Davar Shenena V'ton Bracha, Afkol Davar Shenena V'ton Bracha. Therefore, there you go. Tzad Hashava. Mal Shevet Haminim, Shekin Chayavim B'Bikurim. First of all, the Chayavim B'Bikurim. So that's special. V'od Tinach L'Achrav. Lefanav minayin, it's benching. Let me make a bracha beforehand. A holocaust, that's not a kasha. This is b'kal v'chomer. Kishuzaveh mevarach kishurav lo kolshkein. Right? If you make a bracha when you're full, you for sure make a bracha when you're hungry. For sure. Right? The kal v'chomer, we don't reject this anyway. Ulmanatari netiravai, and if you'll netiravai, hatinach kaldavar netia. The good. That'll include everything that comes out of the ground. I got everything that comes out of the ground, I can make a bracha. Dula barnatia. If it doesn't come out of the ground, you're going basar, beitim, dogim, minale. How do you know all those things? Make a bracha on fish, not going to come in the ground? The answer is, elasvarahu. It's a svara, right? Asilola adam, shiyehenim, el olam hazeh, below bracha. It's a svara. That's the answer. It's a svara. Now, as far as I know, there are only two places in the Torah where we learn a svara. Does anybody know? Trivia question. Two places in the Torah we learn a svara. No, this is the third one. Number one is Hamotzi mechavero olav araya. The Gemara says, you wanna hey, that's my shirt. You wear my shirt. Yeah, you wear my shirt? Prove it's your shirt. You wanna take something away from you, bring a raya. It's a svara. There's no pasuk for that. The Gemara has a pasuk and he rejects it. And the other one is Pesha Usher, Pesha Hitter. Woman walks into the shul and says, you know, I was married and now I'm divorced. We believe her. Because she opened her mouth. I was married, I was divorced. Believe, otherwise I could have said I'm a single girl. But she didn't say that. She said, I was married and I'm divorced. I can't date any kahanim. And she said that. So it's a svara. I heard someone say. So
is Miku a svara?
It's a kind of svara, right? So the Pnei Yeshua says, we hold that svara is greater than a, it's svara is a daraisa. Because the Gemara says, lama likra, what do I need a pasuk for? Svarahu! It's a svara! Which means that a svara is the same thing as a Torah. Right. Which means a svara is a daraisa, a din daraisa. Says the Pnei Yeshua, brachas are a din daraisa. It's a svara. That's what he says. Says the Vasha Weiss, no. It's not a svara. You know why? Because he differentiates between. It's based on the tzlach. What? It's based on earlier. On earlier. So the tzlach. No. You can't. You have to differentiate between a svara that everybody in the world would agree with, and a Jewish svara. In other words, if you ask an average person, hey, if you go to a non-Jew in the street, hey, if I claim that that's my shirt, you think I have to prove it? He says, of course. It's obvious. Logic. You just can't walk over to people and demand things. You gotta prove it. If I walk over to a guy, so tell me, you think it's us to have enjoyment from the world without a bracha? That whole svara doesn't apply by them. Doesn't apply by them.
It doesn't apply with them.
So, what? The whole thing doesn't apply. Say grace, you mean?
No.
Say grace?
I'm going to say, do most people think that you're supposed to say please and thank you? If you ask most people, before you take something from somebody...
They would say yes. They would say yes, it's manners. Every time you put a candy into your mouth, you have to make a bracha? I don't know if they'd say that. Right. Svara? It's a svara? No. They wouldn't say that. Maybe before you sit down to a meal, yeah, you say grace. Maybe that they'd agree to. Every time you drink a cup of water, you have to make a bracha? No. Nobody does that. Don't think that. We think that. That's why it's not the same kind of svara. It's unbelievable of art. It's an amistic of art.
What I'm curious is, how come it doesn't attribute this to anybody?
No, it's a svara.
It doesn't say, and right. Nobody says it's a svara.
It's a svara. That's it. It's a svara.
Non-Jews find it remarkable that we say a grace after meals.
Right. That's the Torah says.
Yes, but that is unique.
Right. Okay? Now, Tana Rabbanan. Asu lo la'adam shiyanim in olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Now I have a nod without a bracha. V'chol hananim in olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Mal. You're over me'ila. Right? You're over me'ila. My takante, what did she do? Yelechet l'chacham. Go to a chacham. Can answer is that. Yelechet l'chacham, my avidlei. Avidlei yisur. Well, how's that going to help? You already did an avira. Ella, no. Ella, my rabbi. Yelechet l'chacham eikara. First go to a chacham. V'ilamdenu brachas. And he'll teach you the halachas of brachas. K'dei shal yofel. Dei me'ilo. So this wouldn't happen to you next time. Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Shmuel. Kol nanim et olam azebel abracha. Kilu nanim mikachi shamayim. So if kachi shamayim, without a bracha, shenemar, l'shem ba'oritzim ulawa. Rav Levi Rami, it says Ksiv Hashem Aretz Mulawa. It says Hashem Aretz Mulawa. Ksiv, and it says Hashemayim Shain Hashem Aretz Mulawa. Adam. So it's a stira. Who has the food? Who has the world? Us or them? Us or Hashem? Lo kasha. Kan kodim bracha. Kan lacha bracha. Depends if it's before or after the bracha. Before the bracha, you can't touch it. Hashem's. You make a bracha, you can have it. Amar b'chinir bar papa, kol nenem elam aseh b'lo bracha, kilu goes ala kodesh baruch hu. It's as if you stole, it says la kodesh baruch hu. It doesn't mean that. Rashi says, you stole, what did you steal? Es b'chaso. You stole the bracha.
Hashem's bracha.
Ooh, Knesset Yisrael. It's also as if you stole from Knesset Yisrael. Shenem, like it says, goes al aviv v'imo, v'omer ein pesha, chavruhu l'ish mashches. You steal from your father, your mother, they didn't do anything wrong. You're stealing, you're a destructive person. Ein aviv ala kodesh baruch hu, shenem alohu avicha v'konecha, v'inimo ala Knesset Yisrael, shenem ashma avini v'misar avicha, v'alto shirasimecha, my chavruhu l'ish mashches, amr v'chanina bar papa, chavruhu l'rav menavat, you're like a friend of your body of Rav Menavat. Shehishches es Yisrael avishu hashemayim. Because he was trying to destroy Hashem. So you don't make a bracha, you're like destroying Hashem, you're destroying your parents, it's terrible. Ruchina bar Papa Rami, very famous Gemara. Ksiv it says, V'lakachti degoni b'ito. I took my, this is Tatem. I took my degonim, I took my grain in its time. Uksiv it says, V'asafta degonecha. And you will gather in your tvua. So it's a stira. Lokasha. Kan, it's yours, bizman, she Yisrael, osin, mishon, shalmakom. Kan, bizman, she'en Yisrael, osin, mishon, shalmakom. When you do what Hashem wants, good. And when you don't do what Hashem wants, it's not called yours. Tan Rabbanan. It says, v'yasafta digonecha. And you should gather in your grain. Ma tamud lomar. What do you learn from that? Lefi shenemar lo yamash tefer Torah zerpicha. It says in Sefer Yoshua, you should always learn. You should spend your whole day learning. Yachal, dvarm kiksavan. Literally? Literally not supposed to go to work? Is that what it means, literally? Tamad lamanav, asaf to diganecha. It says, asaf to diganecha. Hinag bahen, minag derech eretz. Act the way normal people act. Derech eretz. Rashi says, hinag bahen, im divrei Torah. Im divrei Torah. Derech eretz. What does derech eretz mean? Rashi says, shim tavol de tzorech habrios, sovcha lito b'divrei Torah. Because you have to rely on other people, you're not going to learn anyway. So why you never, no matter what, you're not going to be able to learn. So go to work. Hinnig ben derech eretz, right? Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Right? Yeah.
Is this why this volume is missing from the Sifta?
Yeah. Right? So what the Gedarim are in this, is a machlokas Rishonim. Should Torah be your keva and then working is your side gig? The other way around. Learning is working is your main job and Torah is your side. Torah is your side. You have to make some kind of combination of the two. How exactly, what time you spend, that's not for this year. Right?
What's Rashi mean exactly?
Shim tavol de tzorech habrios. If you're going to need to go beg for food, then tzomach levatel divrei Torah. You're not going to learn anyway. You're going to come to vidal Torah anyway. You can't not eat. So you have to go around somehow collecting for food. So you might as well go work. Do derech eretz. Right? That's what Rabbi Shmuel says.
If you see the calling that doesn't pay you, that's what's going
to happen. Exactly. Right?
What a weird thing to say. Why not just say, you're not allowed to take from public whatever for...
But the problem is that there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. So how do you reconcile it?
So that if you're going to have to go out and beg from people, you're not going to be busy with Torah anyhow. But why not just say that you can't...
Right.
In Torah.
So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, what's the... Listen to this. What's the benchmark? How much I should learn and how much I should work? Mr. Brewer says, let's say you're supporting someone else. Well, how much would you give them? That's the benchmark for yourself. That's very harsh, very scary, right? For the other one, he doesn't need that. He can do without that. That's the benchmark for yourself. That's what Mr. Brewer says, right? What? What do you want that means? If a poor man comes and they don't have any clothing, I don't have any clothing. You know what? I have the money to support you. I can give you clothing. So, what are you going to give him? What do you give him? You give for yourself. No one does that. Right? To give him less, they give for themselves, right?
You go to Marshalls and give
exactly. Them. Go to the secondhand store and go buy clothing for yourself. 100%. You need clothing. You need a coat? Go get a coat. You have to get a brand new coat like what I wear? No. So this, right? Okay. Okay. The problem is that there's a Gemara Menachos where they asked the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, same Rabbi Shmuel, asked Rabbi Shmuel, I want to learn Chachmas Yevanis. So can I learn Chachmas Yevanis? So I want to learn Greek philosophy and Greek knowledge. So Rabbi Shmuel told him, yeah, when there's a time when it's not day and not night, that's when you can learn Greek knowledge, meaning never. So here he says you have to have derech eretz. So the answer is, that's just for knowledge. This for parnasa, not saying the same thing.
Good.
Right? Unless you're an English teacher, you don't have to know Shakespeare. It's very interesting. It's very, unless it can help you in learning Torah. Putting that aside, I just want to know things. There's no such outlet for that. Right? That's what Rishwal was saying. You need a job? 100%. You need a parnasa? Go get a parnasa. You need to learn Greek philosophy? How does it help you?
The Rambam.
Okay. If you need the Rambam, so the Rambam used all that philosophy to advance Avas Hashem and knowledge of Hashem. That's what the Rambam did that for. If we're doing that, it's a kol kavod. That's learning Torah.
Yeah, you start getting into a chicken and the egg question.
Correct. Correct.
The Rambam, did he go to school saying, I'm going to go to school so I can use that?
No, I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you something else. The Rambam used, this is what you could say, this is a very frum thing to say, but it might be truth in it. The Rambam used Aristotle like we use a city bus. It's to get me from here to there. He didn't hold from Aristotle because he held from Aristotle. It was just to get him from place A, point A to point B. And if you're the Rambam, then it's mutter, 100%. It's mutter for you too. If that's what you're using it for, take it from point A to point B, 100%. That's a very, very controversial statement, what I just said. Some people would argue, no, that's not what the Rambam used Aristotle for. He mamish held from it. Like as a science, as a discipline, he others say no. It was from point A to point B. It's like a city bus. No, and he had some a hold from a city bus? No. It's to get me from here to there.
He's arguing on Irish on the very
correct. That supports what I said. It's to get you from here to there.
That's why his books were burned initially.
Because they didn't understand him. They didn't understand him. No one burns him today. Okay. From Shir Bayichai Omer, what do you mean? You're so busy in the field. What's going to happen in Torah? What kind of thing is this? If you're doing Hashem's will, don't worry about it. Somehow it'll work out. It'll get done. And if you're not doing it, then you got to do it yourself. Like it says, not only that, you're going to do other people's work also. Like it says, the kasha is, the whole parsha of Hayim Shemoa is, Hayim Shemoa, you're going to listen, then v'esavta digonecha. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai just translated that to mean, when you're not doing Hashem's will. Then v'esavta digonecha, it's very difficult. Right?
No, the sasta nech without tirda when you listen to Hashem.
What?
No, it's to Hashem, the sasta nech with tirda. That's the
difference. So it's a big kasha. So the Rabbeinu Peretz answers, no, you're doing mitzvos, but you're not learning Torah. So you're doing mitzvos. You're a good guy. A lot of people like that. To do mitzvahs, excellent, but only Torah. So it's a bracha and a klala all wrapped into one. It's the best I can tell you. Amar Abaya, listen to this line. Har be'asuk Rabbi Shmuel v'also bi'adam. Many people held like Rabbi Shmuel and they were successful in both. Har Rabbi Shmuel v'yichoy v'also bi'adam. They did like Rabbi Shmuel v'yichoy, they weren't successful. It's not such a recipe for the hamonam. The Mashal says tzaddikim, individual tzaddikim, yechidim can be successful. Most people can't. People tried it. They weren't successful. They couldn't do it. Why? Because most people cannot sit all day and learn. They just can't. Some people say, oh, I wish I could retire and sit and learn all day. Yeah? So what do you do when you have a day off? Most people don't sit and learn all day. If you wanted those zechidim, kol hakavod. Most people didn't do it. How do you do it? Do have both. Amar lelei rava l'rabbanan, b'tuzim b'naichu, b'yomei nisan b'yomei tishrei, lo tischazu kamai. Don't come around on Nisan and Tishrei trying to have shiurim, because that's our busiest time of the year. We got to work then. Got to work sometime. Those are busiest times of the year. The harvest season, don't come then. Don't come then. Come later. When we're quiet, then you can come. Look how it's different. They learn most of the time learning. A little bit, they have some side job. They're able to go to survive. They did the opposite. Right? Nothing works. They would bring the food in through the front door to be chayv meiser, because the food's only chayv meiser if it's brought through the front door. Doros Rachmanim, the later generation, just opposite. Machnisim peros, there are gagos, there are chateros, there are karpipios. They do every loophole, k'day lepatrim in a meiser, not to give meiser. Dam Rabbi Yanai Amar Ena Tevel Meschayev Meiser Adjira Pnei Abayis. There's no Meiser until it goes into the house. Shneimar Baratei Kodesh and Abayis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Chatzar Kavas. Even a Chatzar Kavas is also Meschayev Meiser. Shneimar Vachol B'Shurecha B'Tzaveu. But they try every loophole not to have to give it. Then we said, fine. End of Gemara. Chutz Ben Ayayin. On a wine, you make a special bracha. What bracha? Bar Pri Agafen. Special bracha. Maishna Yai. Why do you make a special bracha on wine? Since it's an improvement, it's better than grapes. So ishtayne lebracha. Though that's why you make another bracha. So very shemen ishtayne leiluye. Oil also. You have olives, made olive oil, and you know what? The lower ishtayne lebracha. The bracha is the same. Yeah. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Chenam Rav Yitzchak Amar Yochanan. Shemen zayis mevarchen aleha bore priyo eitz. You make a bore priyo eitz on shemen zayis, right? Now, it improved. We're going to get to the whole thing about it. It improved, and yet, you still don't, you didn't change the bracha. Same bracha. Right? So the question is, no, Amri Hasam, Mishum Delo Efshar. There's no other bracha to make. Hechi Nevarech. What bracha do you want to make? Nevarech Bore Pri Hazayis? Like we say, Bore Pri Agafen? It's a wrong bracha. You know why? Because Pera Gufa Zayis Ikri. The pre itself is the zayas, not the liquid that comes out of the zayas. Rashi explains, unlike a vine, where you say bore pre hagafen. Here, look at Rashi. Rashi says zayas ikri. The havile bore pri hapri. If you make a bracha on bore pri hazayas, what you're really saying is bore pri hapri, because char pri kari zayas. The pre is the zayas.
Is there any other?
One second. The angel brias shemayim. But Hashem didn't create oil. We did that. Ki b'deish Adam hu b'riyazu. Avol gabei gefen, but by wine, ha-gefen hu ha-eitz. The gefen is the vine itself. V'ha-anavim ha-heim pri-ha-gefen. So when we say borei pri-ha-gefen, we're referring to the grape.
Right.
Not, here, it's one step removed, and therefore, it's not the same thing. Therefore, you can't make that bracha. So Gemara says, one second, nevarech alei borei pri-ha-eitz ha-zayis, to make that bracha. That can't be the reason. Ela marmazutra, chamra zayin, mishcha lo zayin. No, you know why you make a special bracha on wine? Because wine fills you up. It's zayin, and oil does not do that. Umishcha lo zayin, oil doesn't fill you up, doesn't satiate you. But now what we learned, hanordim in Amazon, if someone makes a neder, not having any food, make a neder from food. Mutter b'mayim, u'melach, a lot of salt and water. That's not considered food. Vavinan ba. Everything else you could have? You could have potato chips? But Nema Tahavit of the Dirf Shmuel, but the Kashan Shmuel, the Amari, he said, Aim of Rachid Barbara name Mizonos, Ella Hamin and Bavad. We only make Mizonos on the five grains. Right? Vamar Rebuna, but Omer Kalhazanalai. So the answer is Alma Mishcha Zayin. So we're making a distinction between Mazon and Zon. If you said Mazon, it's only the five grains. But if you said zon, it's anything. It's even oil. So what do you see? Oil has some kind of satiation. So if it has some kind of satiation, why is it different than wine? So the Gemara answers, Ella chamra desoid. Chamra fills you up in a more substantial way than oil. Mishcha lo soid. Mishcha doesn't do that. Now, the chamra mi soid, that's even true? That it fills you up in a special way? For Rava havishasi chamra komala yoma de pitzcha kiyecha de negra libe v'nechel mitzvah tvei. Matzah tvei. He used to eat, drink wine at Erev Pesach. So he could eat matzah tvei. What does matzah tvei mean?
More
matzah. Some Rishonim say from, you see from here, from this Gemara, that the more matzah you eat, the more mitzvah you get. Matzah tvei. The Refer Shem Gemara. Others say, no, it doesn't mean that. It means, tvei means with more gusto. It doesn't mean more matzah, it means more gusto. Even the ones who hold that agree that the other pshat sounds better. You hear?
Well, we do have a different portion of what we act as a kesayis.
No, but even more than that. The more matzah, the more tvei. I want to eat more matzah. The more you eat, the more mitzvah you get. So Rav says, I'm going to make myself hungry? How do you make yourself hungry? By drinking wine. But we just said wine fills you up. So which one is it? So Gemara answers, no. Tuva garir portasad. A lot of wine makes you hungry for some reason, but a little bit of wine, that satiates you. So if you ever drink a lot of wine, so you eat matzah tvei. Right? Umitzad klal? Does wine fill you up at all? Vakziv yayin samach levav enosh velechem levav enosh yisod. Namahu desod. Chamer lo soid. Bread fills you up, not wine. Ella, another thing. Chamra is beitarti. Wine has two milas. Number one, soid. Number two, one is soid. Fills you up a little bit. And misameach. Makes you happy. Nama, misad soid. Bread makes you, fills you up. Yes. Semuchi lo misameach. Right? It doesn't fill you up. It doesn't make you happy. Ihachi, nevarech lo shalosh brachas. You should make three brachas. You should bench on wine. Fills you up. It's like a meal. Nobody's kveh sud on wine. Nobody does that. What if you do? What if you have a sud on wine? That's your dinner, wine. When Eliyahu comes, you ask him that question. You ask him that question. Hashta, now? Nobody does that, and if you do that, you're an oddball, and therefore you're not going to bench on wine. When Eliyahu comes, go ask him that question. Get in line and go ask him that question. Okay?
So we'll
stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day and a good Shabbos.
Right. Okay, who's going to drink oil?